Welcome to Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships. I'm Rika Lasalm, and this season we're diving deep into the most crucial aspect of any relationship, communication. Today's episode is all about why communication is the foundation of every strong relationship. Whether you're in a new relationship, married for years, or looking to strengthen your connection with your partner, the way you communicate can make all the difference. So let's explore why communication is so important, common pitfalls to avoid, and actionable steps you can take to improve the way you and your partner talk, listen, and connect. Welcome to Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships. In this episode, we discuss how to handle conflicts constructively to strengthen your relationship. Many couples struggle with escalating arguments, shutting down emotionally, or feeling unheard during conflicts. Today, we'll explore proven communication techniques to help navigate disagreements without damaging emotional connection. Why conflict is not the problem, it's how you handle it. Disagreements are normal and healthy in relationships. The goal is to understand and find a solution, not to win the argument. Avoiding conflict can lead to resentment and emotional distance. And here are five common communication mistakes during conflict that you probably already have made. Yelling or raising your voice, it increases defensiveness. Stonewalling or silent treatment creates emotional disconnection. Blaming or criticizing makes your partner feel attacked. Interrupting prevents genuine listening and understanding. Bringing up past conflicts distracts from the current issue. One technique you might use is the soft startup approach. What is it? This technique, developed by Dr. John Gottman, helps initiate difficult conversations without triggering defensiveness. And here are four steps to help you implement this technique. First, start with I statements. Instead of saying, "You never listen," say, "I feel unheard when I try to express my thoughts." State what you need, not what's wrong. Focus on solutions rather than blame. Keep your tone calm and respectful. Avoid sarcasm, eye rolling, or passive aggressiveness. Stay present and solution oriented. Avoid "you always" or "you never" statements. Let's look at a case study about how Sophia and Daniel transformed their conflict side. Sophia and Daniel frequently argued about chores. After learning about the soft startup approach, they used I statements instead of blaming, practiced active listening instead of getting defensive, and scheduled check-ins to discuss chores before frustrations built up. And here are five actionable tips that I want you to be your takeaways from this episode. Take a pause when needed. If things get heated, take a break. Practice active listening. Repeat back what your partner said before responding. Use I statements instead of blame. For example, instead of saying, "You never help," say, "I feel overwhelmed. Can we divide tasks?" Set ground rules for arguments. No name calling, no yelling, no bringing up the past. And finally, focus on problem solving, not winning. Relationships are about teamwork, not keeping score. And, of course, the examples provided in this episode, including Sophia and Daniel's story, are for illustrative purposes only. Results are not implied or guaranteed. If conflicts become unmanageable, consider seeking support from a licensed couples therapist, not this YouTube video. And I want you to get your free PDF transcription of this episode, and you can find it in the description below, where you also have the opportunity to purchase the entire course of Love in Focus and get all the previous episodes, and you will get it as well as some practical tips and tricks in the PDFs that accompany each episode, as well as an audio version of each episode that I record. There will also be some resources that I hope you find helpful. Thank you for joining us for episode 7 of Loving Focus, the Power of Communication in Relationships. Don't forget to download your free transcription and startup worksheet to apply these strategies. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and like this video, because in the next episode, we'll discuss how to rebuild trust after misunderstandings or conflict.